Jody Goodwin is an immigration attorney in the Rio Grande Valley. Today, she's in Matamoros, Mexico, across the Rio Grande from Brownsville. She's working with an asylum seeker named Yulisa, who is about 7.5 months pregnant. Goodwin tells her clients what they're about to do will cause some tension with U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers on the international bridge. She says she's going to insist on speaking with the supervisor.
There's been a trend, at least, that along the southwest border, they have not been subjecting pregnant women to metering or to MPP. And we're going to make a request for her to be paroled in today based on her pregnancy.
After debriefing with Yulisa and gathering her sonogram and other documents, Goodwin and her client begin to walk across the international bridge. They make it to the halfway point that divides Mexico and the U.S., where CBP agents stand guard. Goodwin tells one of the officers she wants to have her client paroled in.
One of the officers just was shaking his head. The other one, I just asked him to see a supervisor because they're not going to be able to make a decision, you know, here on the bridge. So I just asked to see a supervisor. We'll see what he says.
While the women wait, they make small talk on the bridge. Then the CBP officer asks Goodwin to see Yulisa's documents, then signals that he wants to speak with Yulisa. So she crosses over the international boundary line into the U.S. A couple of minutes later, the officer sends her back, and she tells Goodwin what happened. She says the officer told her she'll need to remain in Mexico until her immigration court date in the U.S. Goodwin asks one of the men on the bridge if he's a supervisor, and the man signals for her to cross into the U.S. While waiting for Goodwin, Yulisa leans up against the fence to rest. She has her hands over her belly. Yulisa says she's nervous. Several minutes go by, and then Goodwin returns. No luck.
So they took me inside and let me wait for the chief. And the chief wasn't there, so they called him on the phone. And he said that given that she was medically cleared when she was processed, that they were going to keep her in MPP and that she would just have to wait for her court date.
Goodwin says after that phone call, she told the CBP officer escorting her back to the middle of the bridge that he has the discretion to allow Yulisa in. Dani Marrero He is with the Texas Civil Rights Project, a statewide nonprofit alliance of lawyers who serve Texas communities. Marrero He is with the local office in the Rio Grande Valley. She says there have been several cases of numerous vulnerable populations being turned away from entering the U.S. and being placed in the Migrant Protection Protocols program.
According to MPP, you know, the own, like, policy that the government established is that there are supposed to be certain exceptions to who gets into MPP and who doesn't, and that is supposed to include certain vulnerable populations.
Marrero He says she has an issue with how the government defines who is part of a vulnerable population, because she says every migrant is vulnerable and wouldn't be here if they weren't. Back on the international bridge, Goodwin says a supervisor told her to send an email to several people within the Department of Homeland Security with her request about Yulisa. Goodwin says she's already done that and hasn't heard back. About a week later, Goodwin tries crossing Yulisa again. They make it to the middle of the bridge, and Goodwin is instructed to cross into the U.S. and speak with the port supervisor. After a few minutes, she's back, and CBP officers ask Yulisa to go with them. Yulisa is allowed to enter the U.S., but Goodwin is cautiously optimistic. She's glad they took in Yulisa, but says it's only a matter of time until she finds out if she's returned to Mexico again.
I think the reason why the idea of using discretion gets lost is there are certainly, you know, a number of orders from above that state to the officers that, oh, this is the new protocol that we're going to use. And there's more focus on what that new protocol is as opposed to what that new protocol is not.
The next morning, Goodwin gets the news. Yulisa was returned to Mexico again and was told she had to stay there until her immigration court date at the end of September. That's around the same time she's expected to deliver her baby. I'm Reynaldo Leaños Jr. in Matamoros, Mexico.